Welcome to the Money Tips No One Told You podcast. I'm Heather with First Pioneers Federal Credit Union, and I'll be your host. At First Pioneers, we're dedicated to caring for our members' financial needs with heart, and that means providing more than just financial services. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial destiny through knowledge and understanding. This podcast is all about guiding our listeners toward a brighter financial future. So get ready to embark on a journey towards financial well-being, because at First Pioneers, we believe that when our members are financially successful, we all succeed. Stay tuned for a wealth of knowledge and inspiration. You guys, spring is here. It's March now, and so, I mean, definitely here in Louisiana, the weather's warmed up and things are starting to bloom and the grass is growing and it's just beautiful out. And, you know, it just makes you want to get out of the house and do things, just all the things we haven't been able to do all winter. And I know at this time of year, one of the things I always kind of get excited about is I'm ready to clean. Do all that spring cleaning. You know, I want to just purge all those things that we don't need anymore, kind of get myself organized. Anybody else do that? You know, it's like you've been cooped up in the house for months. Maybe it hasn't really been that long, but it feels that way. So I find things are just sort of in disarray. There's, you know, kind of stacks of chaos everywhere. So for me, the thing I really love is getting all that cleaned up, and what better time for this fresh start than springtime? And of course, what does that mean? Well, it's a great time to do spring cleaning on your finances too. And today I have 8 tips for you that will help you spring clean your finances. So first, you want to reevaluate your budget and your financial plan, because I know all you guys started out the new year with a new budget, right? But it's probably time to kind of take a look at that, see how it's going. You know, hopefully you've been doing it 2 or 3 months now. So you really want to just reevaluate it. See, are you coming in on budget? Are there things in your budget that maybe you need to adjust? Maybe some things are a little high, some things are a little low, and you need to adjust that. Have you been sticking to that budget, or have you been, you know, a little lax about it? If you have, then it's time to, you know, kind of renew that goal. Also recommend, as you're looking at that budget, you want to look at your bills and see if any of those changed. I know for me, often at the beginning of the year, my mortgage usually adjusts slightly, because that's when my insurance company makes any changes that they're going to make. So if it goes up or down, then of course my mortgage goes up or down to accommodate that. And there are a lot of things that change at the beginning of the year like that. For instance, health insurance will often do that. So there may be medications that you get all the time, you know, monthly, and the price on those may have changed now. So take a look at those bills and look at your finances and see if there's anything that you need to adjust. You know, now that we're into the year a little bit and some of those things have probably settled in and those prices have changed. Also, make sure you're still on track with your plan for the year. With those adjustments that you made, can you increase your retirement contribution perhaps? Or has something changed and maybe you need to adjust your emergency fund goal? Maybe you planned to take a vacation this year. Take a look at that. Make sure you're still on track. Are you still going to save what you need in time to go? Or maybe things are looking a little better than you thought and now you can plan a vacation. Now, of course, a few of these things that we just talked about, we're going to talk about a little further in some of the next tips that are coming, like tip number 2, which is update your goals. So as you looked at that plan and that budget and you're comparing your spending, do you need to adjust your goals? What about retirement? Do you need to contribute a little more to that? Can you contribute a little more to that? Those savings goals, not just the emergency goals, but do you have other savings goals that you need to revisit and maybe change some of those? Maybe you reached some of the goals that you had set, and now it's time to make new ones. So you want to reevaluate all of those and see where you can adjust those things. And of course, while you're reviewing, that takes us to number three. We said this briefly before, review your bills. And so that is things like insurance, but what about your internet bill? What about your phone bill, your cell phone bill? Can any of those be adjusted? Maybe you're paying too much. Maybe you have a different car that has new safety features that your old one didn't, and that would actually reduce your insurance bill. I remember one time we had a new roof on our house, and it had some features that we hadn't brought to the attention of the insurance company. And once we did, we let them know about that, we actually got a little bit of a discount on our insurance. So you really never know where you might be paying coverage that you don't need anymore or something like that. So take a look at those things. Things like your phone plan. Are there things on your plan that you're not using anymore? You know, there may be parts of the plan that you added thinking you would need it, and now you really don't and you're not using it. Or maybe you need to add something. So just take a look at those plans. There may be adjustments you can make that would lower your cost. Some of them may increase it as well, but you never know what you might be able to save because there just may be things that you're just not using anymore that you could adjust. And of course, then you can go back and make those changes in your budget. We have a big one at number four, and that's close any unused accounts or subscriptions, especially those subscriptions. I know we've talked about that before, and I'm going to get back to that in just a second. I want to start with the accounts. Basically, you may have accounts that would work better for you if they were consolidated. So you may want to take a look at those. Now, of course, if you have multiple accounts that you've opened to help you save for different goals, you know, that does make it easier to budget and reach those goals. So, of course, by all means, maintain that plan, you know, that's working for you. I'm talking about accounts that maybe you've had it for years and you've just never used it. Maybe it's just time to close that or consolidate those. Maybe those are accounts that would be more beneficial if they were used another way. You know, it's time to use those for another reason. So just take a look at any accounts that you have open. And this would be things like checking and savings accounts. So now let's come back to subscriptions. Y'all, like I said, that's big. It's really big. We've done a whole episode about this, actually, that you can go check out. And I think it's probably true for many of us that we are literally hemorrhaging money out of our budgets for subscriptions that we're either not using or we can't really justify the cost for because we're not using it enough. And look, find those and cancel those. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? Or the big one, I think, is streaming services that you don't use. I know I've done it. How many of you got excited because, you know, you saw advertising for these great shows on this great service? You decided to sign up and now you don't use it. Or I've done this when you sign up to watch one show and now you've watched that show and you don't use that service anymore, but you've just never canceled it. Or you've got a show you want to watch and you've just never gotten around to it. The vast majority of those you can kind of start and stop without any kind of penalty. Of course, I would check that before you sign up. But if you're not using it, you know what? Go cancel it. And if you decide to go back to it, you always can. And also look at things that just different services, not even streaming services, but different things that maybe you've gone online and they offered a 7-day trial. And then after that, you had to pay and then you forgot to cancel it and you're still paying for it. I actually had one of those the other day. I needed a service for a couple of months and I read the terms and conditions, y'all, which I know a lot of us don't. We just say accept and move on. But I actually went through it and I never saw anything about a cancellation fee. But there was one. So it actually ended up costing me to cancel it. But the amount that it would have cost me to keep it for the rest of the year was far higher than that cancellation fee. And the reality was, I knew I was never going to use this account again. It didn't really work the way I thought it would anyway. So it just really wasn't worth it. So, you know, that was one of those, it was better to just cancel it and kind of, you know, eat that cost. And of course, live and learn. Next time I will read much more carefully. And the truth is, we all should. I mean, how many of us hit that agree to terms button and we've never really read it? We just sort of scrolled it to pretend that we had read it and then hit the button. I mean, am I right? Come on, show of hands. Mine's up really high. So let's all make sure that we're reading those terms of service really carefully. But if you don't need these subscriptions, just cancel them. Now moving on to number 5, and this one is a big one as well, always a big one. I think it's time to reevaluate your debt and make a plan to pay that down. That is, if you haven't already. Again, we're into the new year now, and hopefully any financial things that we're going to change have done so, and they've sort of settled in. So now you can take a look at that debt again and kind of see where you are. You're looking at your budget and making those adjustments. So make this one of those adjustments. Look at where can you adjust and improve that plan to pay your debt, even if it's just a little bit extra that you can put towards something that you owe. Every little bit will help, I promise. And now we're on to number 6. Y'all, we're almost at the end of our list already. Can you believe that? So this one again is going to piggyback off of number 1. And it is increase your savings and retirement contributions if you can. And look, I know sometimes it's hard to understand the importance of retirement, especially if you're young, you know, just starting out. I mean, even into your 20s and 30s. But y'all, it is here before you know it. And all of a sudden you're trying to figure it out if you haven't already. And truthfully, again, anything you can give is going to help. So take a look at those accounts and see if there's maybe some extra you can contribute. Also, when we're looking at your 401k account, if that's what you're using for retirement, do you have any that are from a previous job that are still sitting there? You could actually consider rolling those over into something else, kind of, you know, moving those away from that old employer if you're not there anymore. So you can go to your HR department and ask them if it can be rolled into your current 401k. Sometimes they can do that. They can take that amount from the old one and just roll it into the new one. Because, you know, instead of two smaller amounts earning interest, that larger amount would earn more interest, right? So it would earn you even more. And some of these can't be rolled. Sometimes they're different account types and things like that, so they just simply can't be rolled together. And if you can't roll it, maybe consider rolling it into something like an IRA. This is kind of similar, and they're used for retirement as well. And it, at the very least, it may just have a better rate, and you could open the IRA at your bank or credit union so that it's where you have all your other accounts as well. So it's absolutely worth looking into if you have any old retirement accounts like that. You know, get those all into one place so you can have a better handle on them. And number 7, organize your financial documents. Okay, so I'm going to raise my hand again. As the year started, were you filing your bills and whatnot as they came in, or are they just in sort of this little pile, maybe on your desk, maybe on your counter? I know that's what I tend to do, because come on, let's be honest, we're all busy and sometimes we just don't feel like taking those extra steps, right? Look, it's in a pile, I can find it if I need it, right? So maybe it's time, spring is here, clean up, right? Take some time, get those documents filed, get them organized. I promise you, okay, later in the year when it gets to be November and December, you're likely going to forget what you did, you know, in March. And you're going to forget, oh, where did I put that bill? Where did I leave it? You know, and that's months away, y'all. So if you can get it organized, it'll help you later, I promise. And Here's the truth about clutter. It just kind of makes you feel out of sorts. You know, you feel cluttered, you feel unorganized. And so when you begin to organize these things, it helps you clear your mind as well. You know, it helps you feel more centered, more prepared to handle whatever comes up. So take care of that clutter. And maybe you're going to file it, like we said, or is it something that's really old? Do you have a lot of old files? Maybe it's time to go through that file cabinet and look at all the things that you don't really need anymore. You know, it's past the time that you would need it. So maybe it's time to shred it. Or maybe you even have some documents that you could scan. And that way you have electronic copies, which makes it much easier to access. So maybe it's time to do that. Get those ready. Plus, if you haven't filed your taxes yet, I mean, we are in March, so there is still time. Maybe while you're in there, you could start pulling what you're going to need to file your taxes. You know, get that in a little folder, get it ready for when it's time to file. And like, while you're at it and you're in there organizing, just go ahead and go through your passwords. You know, do you know what they all are? Do you need to change some of them? Are they all the same thing? Because y'all know the experts say that that's not the safest thing to do, is have every password that you have be the same one. So have you changed them recently? Do you know where they all are? Do you have them in a safe place somewhere? Do you have notes on things like your credit cards? What if your wallet was stolen? You know, if it's stolen, you can call the number on your credit card and have them cancel the card. But not if you don't have the number handy and it's on the card. Now, granted, you could probably look it up online, but maybe having a record of the cards that you have and the phone numbers of how to get in touch with those companies, that could be really handy if you needed it quickly. It could be really helpful. I know down here, you know, we have hurricanes and things, and sometimes you have to evacuate and you have to bring things with you quickly. And who knows, you may not be able to get on the internet after a storm. So if you had that information, there's banks and financial institutions and whatnot that you could call because you have all that information in a file. That even includes, you know, your electric company, the water company, all of those. It never hurts to have contact information in your information in one place so that you could find it if you needed it in an emergency. Okay, and finally, we are at number 8. Yay! Okay, number 8 is actually one, we talk about this one kind of frequently too. Maybe it's time to check your credit report. And if there's any issues, address those. Because, you know, you can get a free copy of your credit report once a year from freecreditreport.com. Maybe just see if it's time to pull that. And you could just be looking for simple information. Make sure all the information on there is correct. And that if there is anything wrong, that you can start addressing those issues. And often, I'm talking about something really simple. Like, they may have an incorrect address for a former employer. Or maybe there's an account that you closed, but it's still showing as open. And of course, some of the issues may be a bit more challenging, and they may truly affect your score. But often, you know, addressing these things may be as simple as, you know, a quick phone call, or, you know, type up a quick letter that you can send, and it actually fixes that issue and helps your score. So, something to consider. So, my bonus tip for today, I know you guys are looking at those budgets and those plans, and I know you have a better handle on it now, right? Because you've been doing it for several months, right? Right? I know you have. But consider that there are some things around that may make your life a little easier to keep that budget and that plan going. And a lot of that is kind of electronic things that are available to you that maybe you're just not utilizing. That's going to be things like e-statements. Those are electronic statements. If you sign up for those, you have no more paper to deal with. They come to you electronically, makes it easy to access them, easy to save them. So that's something to really think about. You can do the same for your bills if you want. You can sign up for bill pay. Again, when you're getting a handle on that budget, it just makes it easier to manage if you're doing bill pay, because your bills are going to be paid for you. So a couple advantages for that is it'll save you time, because now you're not having to do it and you won't be late. So there's no late fees. So of course you would save that money if you've been having any of that happening. You just have to make sure that you don't forget to still write those down, that they're going to come out of your account. Okay, they're still going to come out. So make sure that you note it. But it really can be a big help. And lastly, consider using your bank or credit union's mobile app. Again, it's about ease of access. You're going to have your account with you all the time because it's going to be on your phone. I mean, how great is that? No matter where you are, you can just log in and take a look at all your accounts. And so when you do that, you can sign up for things like fraud alerts. So if there was anything happening with your debit card or credit card, you would get that alert. These often will include, I know at First Pioneers it includes this, that you can control your debit and credit cards. So let's say you lose the card or it gets stolen. You can just go into the app, simply turn it off so that no one could use it. You can also do things like set spending limits, designate where the card can be used. By that I mean different stores. You can even often designate shopping categories, you know, so you could, you know, if you give your card to your kids, you could turn off games, you know, things like that. So they're really handy, and all of that can be done inside a mobile app most of the time. Like I said, I know for First Pioneers, we offer that, and a lot of banks and credit unions do as well. So it's just something to consider that, you know, just may make things a little easier on you. All this technology and services, they're at our fingertips, and they just truly make it easier to handle our finances, which makes your life easier, right? So check those out and see what works for you. That wraps up another episode of Money Tips No One Told You. We hope you enjoyed the insights and tips shared today. If you have any questions, thoughts, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out. If you found value in today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us tailor future content to better serve you. There are several ways you can find us if you need further information or need to speak with a financial counselor. Visit us in person in Lafayette or New Iberia, Louisiana, or at firstpioneers.com to find out how to become a member of our family and find other financial information. Also, be sure and check out the show notes for important links and important information. Your financial journey is important to us, and we're here to support you every step of the way. We hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.